KSRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. There will be no government shutdown. Congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle have reached a deal this afternoon that will fund all federal agencies through the rest of the year. Now, the agreement comes even as the date for the partial government shutdown was looming of January 19th. Both the House and the Senate return from their Christmas break this week. The new year brings a mess in the weather world. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says much of the Northeast got rain while heavy snow fell inland.
Portions of Northeast Pennsylvania, even into northern New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and then into portions of interior Massachusetts. There were totals over a foot of snow, between 12 and 18 inches of snow across that corridor. So it was a pretty significant storm once you got away from the coast. But for the major cities, it has not been a significant snowmaker.
Winter storm warnings and watches are in effect through the Northeast through midnight tonight. Meanwhile, the Sierra Nevada storm packing heavy snow briefly knocked out power to tens of thousands in Reno. Also at SRNNews.com, nearly 200 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners remain grounded awaiting inspection after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout Friday that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says the jet's emergency could have been a lot worse.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic, and really fortunate that did not occur here.
The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells AllIsrael.com, the Jewish news site, Biden administration's open border policies could result in Hamas-style terror attacks here in America. Pence says the president's putting the American people in danger of allowing foreign terrorists to enter the USA through the virtually unsecured southern border. SRN News. An unusual pronouncement from the Methodist Church in the United Kingdom.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states are trying to protect kids from being exposed to porn in their local libraries, but Illinois is going in the opposite direction with a new law stripping libraries of state funding if they ban books because of its content. Under the edict, all state libraries must adopt the American Library Association's Bill of Rights, stating, quote, materials should not be excluded because of the origin, background, or views of those contributing to their creation. SRN News. Turning overseas, a less flashy Chinese electric vehicle maker is fast closing the gap with Tesla, the longtime market-leading pioneer. Correspondent Jeremy House reports from Washington with the details.
BYD, based in the southern China tech hub of Shenzhen, dethroned Texas-based Tesla as the top seller of electric cars in the last 3 months of 2023. Tesla retained the crown for all of 2023, but BYD sales have skyrocketed on the back of a government-driven EV boom in China. The rise of BYD and other Chinese electric vehicle makers is a challenge not only for Tesla, but also the world's major automakers as Chinese competitors push into Europe, Southeast Asia, and other overseas markets. Jeremy House reporting.
And you can check out more details by logging on to SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.